This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 9th. God's word for you today is like Him. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verse 16. And it says, "For out of His fullness, the superabundance of His grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, favor upon favor, and gifts heaped upon gifts." The culture and the world around us are really pulling a lot of us in different directions. People do not even know what to live for, live by, or believe in anymore. Some say, trust this guru. Others say, just tune into the universe. You hear people make statements like, my truth and your truth. Just respect my truth as I respect your truth. But the truth is a person, and His name is Jesus. Jesus declared in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me." God wants you to build your life upon His word because His word are words to live by. As things change, we need to anchor our lives on the person who does not change, the living word of God. The more things become shaky, the more we must rely on the solid rock of our salvation. God's word is the anchor of our souls, the words to live by. Think about it. What area of life, faith, or our walk with God did God make the most promises about? Is it about prayer? Is it about faith? Is it about holiness? It is not about prayer. It is not about faith. It is not about holiness. And guess what? It is not even about heaven. It is not about the Holy Spirit. It is not even about Jesus. The most promised topic or aspect of life in the Bible is giving. Interestingly, Jesus spoke more about giving than any other thing. He said it is a parable. He said it in a parable. He said it directly. He said it to rebuke people. He used it to save a situation and in several other instances. So the question is, why does God make more promises about being generous than about every other thing? The first reason is God is generous and He wants us to become like Him. Think about it. God is so generous that when it rains on the good and the bad, on the rich and the poor. He gives oxygen to everybody. Imagine that God sells oxygen to you the same way the telcos sell data and airtime to you. Imagine that similar to how you get alerts that your data is running low, you get alerts notifying you that your oxygen quota is running low. Top up, otherwise you will run out of oxygen, but you're breathing free oxygen and God made it available. God is so generous. Everything you have in life is because of God's generosity. And God wants you and I to be like Him. John chapter 1 verse 16 says, "We all live off His generous abundance, gift after gift after gifts." Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for all that You generously pour into my life. Help me to be like You, generous in every good work. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.